This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by DAC Diesel. If you have anything powered by diesel, CJ and his team at DAC Diesel should quickly become your best friend. Because they know diesel. That's all they do is diesel. And they do it well. They're in Bismarck, but they go anywhere. If it's broken down, you can't get it to where they are, they'll come to you. You just give them a call, 701-258-5011. Tractors, trucks, pickups, semis, you name it. Long-lasting repair and maintenance services from DAC Diesel. Find out more about them at DACDiesel.com or call them at 701-258-5011. So this hour in the program, we're going to chat with David Waterman from the Midwest Public Health Coalition. David was on with us earlier in the week. We had a ton of reaction to our conversation with him. Folks wanting to know more about the organization, how to contact them. Their website has been taken down by their web provider. One of those situations, again, where they're countering some of the conventional wisdom in the health community. And I just detest that about what's going on right now, the censorship and other things going on. Look, treat us like adults, especially when it comes to your health. I mean, America's frontline doctors, same thing. We've had them on before. They have a different opinion than the quote-unquote mainstream. I can listen to them. It's like getting a second opinion. I could decide, do I believe that? Give people the information. Let them decide. Treat them like adults. I don't understand what the deal is. But anyway, so a lot of folks wanted to get a hold of David and do some follow-up, and so we'll give you an opportunity to get the email information today on the program. And then we also have... bottom of the hour, a expert from the Heritage Foundation on election integrity, press conference today at 11 o'clock. Donald Trump is promising a clear path to victory being announced. We're going to talk a little bit about what the possibilities could be and check that with our friends at the Heritage Foundation. So that'll be coming up. And then we also have a little preview of the Festival of Trees in Minot this weekend at one of our great organizations in North Dakota, the Dakota Hope Clinic. The clinic director will join us. Nadia Samanta will join us today on the program, and always enjoy our chats with Nadia. She's a sweet lady, and they run a great organization, and of course they defend life. So I love them, and I hope you do too. And organizations like them that do that are very, very important. All right, with any further ado, welcome back to the program to David Waterman. We have a bunch of calls waiting here too, so we'll get to you folks that have questions for David. David, welcome back. Glad to have you.
Thank you, Scott. It's great to be back. And you do have a great audience. We've already just been on the show for that 20 minutes on Monday. We got emails from North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Colorado. So you've got a far and wide reach with the flag, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate our audience. And 550 KFIRE, 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, KLTC and Dickinson puts a wide signal out there, and it's awesome to have this conversation day in and day out. And people right now, I think, are starved for information because there is this sort of lockout. There's one thing you're told from public health officials. Let me ask you just in general, I mean, I don't imagine the people in public health get up every day and, they want to do harm, right? Is it an arrogant thing that, okay, they know what is best? Are they not fond of second opinions? I mean, why do you exist in having to give a different opinion than maybe a taxpayer-funded public health system would?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question, Scott. And I think that one of the things is that, as we've already seen, you mentioned the censorship that's going on around the country. Someone is behind that censorship. And I've talked with doctors. I've heard secondhand through people that I know, from doctors that I know, that things are going on in the medical profession. This is not conspiracy theory. This is fact. doctors are being threatened. We just got a text from our relative on the East Coast who is terrified about what's going on here. My mother-in-law is still with us, and she lives here in Grand Forks. And they're saying, you've got the worst deaths in the nation, in the world, in fact. North Dakota is the hot spot for COVID worldwide, and she wants to know about that. And so we're trying to persuade her that there aren't, you know, bodies lying in the streets. But the truth of the matter is that I've heard from doctors that there is great pressure on them to code deaths that have nothing to do with COVID as COVID deaths. I heard from someone, and I'm hesitant even to say this because this doctor was fearful about saying this, said it to a family member who repeated it to me. And I know this doctor, that a colleague sent in a death certificate with someone who had died from a heart attack, and it was returned, and he was told, you better change this to COVID-19 as the cause of death. Another doctor told me that hospitals are incentivized to have as many COVID deaths as they can because they get more money if they write down the cause of death as COVID-19. Here in Grand Forks, the hospital system here at All True, they're suffering tremendously. They have such a shortage of funds that they started building their new building, and they had to stop. They've got the foundation is laid and big metal beams sticking up out of the ground, and they're not doing any construction on it because they don't have the money. So that would be they'd be great. They've laid off lots of workers, lots of staff. So these hospitals that have been devastated by the earlier actions that were taken are now really suffering for money. And so if they get extra money by writing down COVID-19 as the cause of death, that obviously that helps them. And the danger and the scary part about that is, and I said this to the doctor who told me, I said, so if health professionals will lie about the cause of death for money, what won't they lie about for money?
Yeah, and when you put an incentive in there to have, it coded one way versus the other way, what are you going to do? I mean, I would hope it'd be done to the letter of the law, but you just know that's not exactly the case, so there's no doubt about that. Question about testing. Wondering if your experience or your research has found that the testing system is flawed, complaining also that why does it take so long? Why in other places can you get an answer back in hours, and here it's days, 5 and 6 days even sometimes. What's your answer there, David?
You know, I don't think, Scott, the question isn't, in my opinion, has nothing to do with how long it's taking. The question is, how are they doing it? And so when I called the health department, the North Dakota Health, the Department of Health, I was told that the primary testing method that they're using is what's called a PCR test. So everybody's heard of that, right? PCR. But nobody knows, very few people know really what it is. PCR was actually not designed as a test for any kind of virus. It's the PCR machine, it's a polymerase chain reaction machine, was invented by a brilliant scientist named Terry Mullis. And he did it so that scientists who were studying DNA, you may have just a tiny amount of DNA. And if you want to do, if you're doing forensic work and the work that you're, the study that you're doing, the process that you're doing that DNA may destroy it, you're really limited in terms of what kind of research you can do. So the PCR machine was designed to replicate DNA. They can take a strand of DNA, put in a PCR machine, and duplicate that DNA. They can make as many. They run cycles. It's called the cycle threshold determines how many copies of that DNA you can make. Now, viruses are RNA, so they use an RT-PCR process. That stands for reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction. And so they take that RNA, and again, they do the same thing. It goes through a process where they duplicate lots of it. Kerry Mullis stated very clearly that the PCR machine should never be used to determine whether or not somebody is sick from a virus, because if you run enough cycles, you can find anything in anybody. Because as long as there's a single molecule of DNA or RNA on that test that you put in the kit, it will eventually become millions of molecules or more. Again, it goes to how many cycles
so
you do.
So is the theory there that the testing is flawed, so there are more positives than there actually are positives? Obviously, the people that have succumbed to coronavirus, had coronavirus, but it's inflating it. Is that the problem?
Exactly right. So for example, you can Dr. Tony Fauci himself said that if somebody has if you've got 36, 37, 38 cycle threshold, all you're finding is dead nucleotides. In other words, if you get the coronavirus, Scott, and your body kills it off, and then now you still have those viral particles in your system. They're dead. They can't reproduce. They can't make you sick. They can't make anybody else sick. But they're still there. Your body can take up to 3 months or more to get rid of that old dead, those dead viral particles. And so now let's say that you suddenly find yourself at a place where somebody tests positive for COVID-19 and they do contact tracing and they say, hey, Scott, you got to come in and get tested. So you go in, that PCR machine will find those dead particles in your body.
Wow. Hold tight if you would. David Waterman with us. Jack and Bismarck has a question. Next,
if you're 65 or older and paying a monthly premium for Medicare, you're paying too much. New this year, carriers are offering a plan that doesn't cost you a monthly premium. Zero premium. And it includes vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at zero premium. That's right, zero premium. Plans cover you throughout the U.S. To find your local agent, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. More at ZeroPremium.net.
Have you been to a PetroServe USA lately?
Come on in.
Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience, great specials all month long like Pepsi products, 20-ounce containers, 99 cents, or 24-packs for $5.99. Two for $2 salt and nut rolls. Jacklin's, 3 1/4-ounce package, $3.25. Jerky, $3.69. Or Popcornanopolis, $3.39. Plus, weekly specials, great deals every day, grab-and-go convenience with that home cooking. You're going to love it. At PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today by Oasis Petroleum. Remember, the 24/7 Be the Buffalo hotline is there for you. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Also brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons can help you in many ways. And one of them is to say, you know what? Whether it's coronavirus, whether it's the flu, whether it's anything, I want to make sure the air in my business, in my home, is as clean as it possibly can be. And that's where the folks at H.A. Thompson come in, because they have ways you can help prevent other airborne viruses from spreading in your home and your business. And they have a number of cleaning products. And, of course, the great thing about H.A. Thompson & Sons, they vet these. They go compare them. They really dig into this for you, so you know you're getting a great product. Very affordable, too. 234-9889, the number to call them, H.A. Thompson & Sons, 234-9889. Back with our guest, David Waterman from the Midwest Public Health Coalition. I don't have it in front of me, but somebody earlier today said, you know, I'd like to know the credentials of David Waterman. These stats are, you know, interesting and sometimes alarming, but is he a health professional? What gives him the ability to have this coalition and this information? What would you tell folks there, David?
I'd say that, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm just a normal Joe. But the fact of the matter is, Scott, you don't have to be an expert to know the truth. If I said 98.6, Scott, what would you say? What does that mean to you, 98.6?
Well, if you're talking about you know, percentage of something, 98.6, I'd say you know, you're doing pretty good.
Okay, what if I stuck
your body
a glass
temperature.
Tube? Thank you. Yeah. So you stick a glass tube in somebody's mouth, you pull it out, it says 98.6. What does that tell you?
Normal temp.
Right. And what if it says 202.5? What would you say to the person?
The turkey's done. Pull it out of the oven.
See a doctor.
No. No, would you tell me I had a fever if I said my temperature was 102.5?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. But what, are you a doctor?
Yeah.
No,
so
but I don't do meth either, and I know that's pretty bad for
you. I'm going to take your point there to say this is information. You're exactly. Gathering information. You're putting it out there. People can believe it, not believe it, but you're presenting numbers that you've gathered and put out there, which, by the way, is hard to follow.
Numbers, Scott, that come from scientists who have devoted their lives to finding the truth about these matters. So that's all I'm doing. We're just, you know, Midwest Public Health Coalition is we have scientists and doctors and medical people who we work with to make sure that everything that we're putting out is accurate and true and scientific. So I say, hey, don't believe me. Do the research yourself. We'll point you in the right direction so that you can find out for yourself whether what I'm saying is true or not.
Texter says, New York Times report here sent the link, 90% of PCR tests are false positive. So your coalition is in agreement with the New York Times on that now.
Right. So, Scott, I will tell you one thing about myself. I've got a science degree, Bachelor of Science degree from the University of North Dakota in industrial technology. Okay? That's my training, my education. And one of the things that I had to study as an industrial technology student was industrial safety. And that includes PPE, which stands for personal protective equipment. As a filmmaker, because I own my personal business, in my career, I make films. I've got a film production company, and I've written scripts and produced films instructing people on the proper use and maintenance of personal protective equipment. So that's something that I actually have both formal and informal training on. And I'm going to just read to you just briefly, and what personal protective equipment is it's something that protects you from a known threat, right? So the question is about masks. Do masks protect you from the known threat of COVID-19? And rather than give you my opinion, I'm going to read to you from the CDC publication, Operational Considerations for Personal Protective Equipment in the Context of Global Supply Shortages for Coronavirus Disease, COVID-19 Pandemic, in non-U.S. healthcare settings. This is a quote directly from this document, page 6. Non-medical fabric masks are not considered PPE, and their ability to protect healthcare workers is currently unknown. Some studies suggest it may lead to a false sense of protection and even increase influenza-like disease relative to wearing a medical mask. Here's from the World Health Organization publication. I'm not going to read it, but it's advice on the use of masks in the context of COVID-19, World Health Organization. A non-medical mask, which they define as a cloth mask, is neither a medical device nor personal protective equipment. Hospital Respiratory Protection Program Toolkit, which is endorsed by OSHA, CDC, NIOSH, that's the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, says this in their publication. This is what it talks about, face masks. Face masks do not seal tightly to the wearer's face. Therefore, they allow unfiltered air to easily flow around the sides of the face mask into the breathing zone and respiratory tract of the wearer. In addition, the materials used for face masks are not regulated for their ability to filter particles and are known to vary greatly between models. This Wow. makes it possible for small particles to pass through or around the face mask and be inhaled by the wearer.
So what's the key point. Okay,
this next part, let me just read this next part. That, Scott, this is in bold type. This is why they are not considered respiratory protection. Face masks do not, all caps, not provide the wearer with a reliable level of protection from inhaling smaller particles, including those emitted into the room air by a patient who's exhaling or coughing. So these are the CDC, World Health Organization, OSHA, and NIOSH, all are in agreement. Face masks do not protect you from COVID-19.
What's the motivation? What's the motivation of a mask mandate? Do people in their heart of hearts believe it's better than nothing? It will slow things down. It'll do some good. Is that the motivation?
Scott, I think there are two groups who are pushing mask mandates. I think one group really does believe that they will maybe slow things down, maybe help a little bit. They unfortunately don't have the medical background or the science to understand the dangers that wearing cloth masks pose, especially over long periods of time. But I think that there's another group behind this that has a much more sinister motivation, and that is to control people. I think when you see your rights being stripped away, when you look at the actual disease itself and say, how many people are really getting sick and what's the percentage of people dying from COVID versus the percentage of people dying from cancer and heart disease and a number of other ailments that are more preventable than COVID. And you see that there's a tremendous disparity. The number of people dying from cancer and heart disease is many times higher every year than the deaths from COVID.
Let's take a question here. John in Richfield, North Dakota for David Waterman. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the one that just got tested on Monday, and then they called me yesterday and said, you have COVID, and I'm trying to find out, is that right? Because to me, I was interviewed for about 45 minutes last night, and the lady kept saying, can you breathe? And I said, yes. Well, does your lungs, chest hurt? And I said, no. And they kept trying to make it sound like it's COVID. But I've had a bad cold before, and that's what I have. I just want to know, why do they do this to people? And then we were tested at the window show, and they didn't even use the tape that the cops use, you know, stay behind this line. And it's supposed to be 6 feet apart, and you got people standing on your feet almost.
Hang on, John. We'll get you an answer from David after the break here, okay? Stay tuned for more on What's On Your Mind.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign has filed an emergency injunction against Georgia election results. Election observers and critics have identified large amounts of problems with the Georgia election, claiming errors, questionable regulations, procedures, not adhering to procedures, some being possible fraud. The injunction was accompanied by 11 affidavits from poll workers and observers claiming voting or recount irregularities. Political consultant Dick Morris tells Newsmax election officials are intentionally hiding providing important information.
The problem in Georgia is that the state will not give us the list of people who voted. And they have that, and they will not turn it over to us. And we need that list to be able to call those people and find out if A, they're alive, and B, if they actually voted.
Thursday Night Football, Arizona Cardinals at the Seattle Seahawks. 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox and NFL Network. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I've seen a lot of places, I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces, been with some beautiful girls.
This is What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. A few more minutes with David Waterman from the Midwest Public Health Coalition. Then we're going to check in with the Heritage Foundation about election integrity. What do we know based on what we found since November 3rd? The president is announcing a press conference. He won't be there, but Rudy Giuliani will be. He says it's a clear path to victory. So we're going to find out more about that coming up here in about a half hour or so. So a lot going on today, and we're here to cover it all for you. That's right. We're also here to make you hungry, because PetroServe USA has good old-fashioned home cooking and grab-and-go convenience waiting for you at any of their PetroServe USA locations. How about that? PetroServe USA has today, at their Howard location, meatloaf dinner. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, lasagna with garlic toast. Very, very good. Trust me on this one thing. 12th Avenue North, shepherd's pie. Shepherd's pie today at the 12th Avenue North, I-29 location of PetroServe USA. And in Valley City, exit 292, pulled pork and French dip sandwich. And there's all kinds of choices. Great, great options. The 4-for-4 deal and more. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, David, you heard the frustration from the caller. Any advice for John in Richfield?
Yeah, I would say, first of all, monitor your symptoms. I'm not a doctor, so I can't give medical advice, but I had a son that got COVID. I had a couple of friends who were hospitalized with COVID. And I would say, make sure that you're getting good nutrition. I'm reading here from a doctor who wrote that elderly people who eat healthy, exercise regularly, and maintain sufficient levels of crucial vitamins and minerals, especially vitamins C, E, D, and D3, as well as magnesium, zinc, and selenium, are at very low risk for serious illness or death from this virus. So, make sure that your body has the fuel it needs to fight it off. Even if it's just a cold, you're going to want to have D3. And the other, D3 is one of the, it's like the frontline defense for most viruses.
Well, I saw Phil Kirpin has a great blog and does great work. And Phil unearthed a study from somewhere that looked at deaths in COVID-19, and the prevalent factor in those that died were a lack of vitamin D. They had a vitamin D deficiency, very clear in their numbers. So yeah, I think that's good advice. But how about this? If I'm John and I say, look, I got a cold, like I always have a cold, and now you're saying because I have a cold, I have coronavirus. I don't believe I have coronavirus. He can get another test, can he? I mean, he can keep going back and saying, are you sure? cancer?
Well, yeah. If you've got, if you've got the symptoms of coronavirus, well, my son called me and he said, "Pa, I feel terrible. I said, "Well," he said, "I've got a temperature, 102.5. He said, "I'm achy." I said, "Can you take a deep breath?" He said, "I can, but it makes me cough." I said, "How's your sense of taste and smell?" He said, "It's weird. It's really diminished." And he said, "I'm not stuffed up or anything." I said, "Well, you might want to just, go in and get a test." And of course he did. And he was positive. So there are those, obvious telltale symptoms. But one of the things to know also is that we have treatments for COVID-19. They have ways of dealing with it. That's a whole other topic. I've got a doctor that said that he got a notification from one of the states who's licensed to practice medicine that said, if you prescribe hydroxychloroquine for the treatment of coronavirus, there will be repercussions.
Yeah, we had a gentleman call, pastor, I want to say Edgley, North Dakota. I don't remember exactly where it was. Might have been Enderlin, but it started with an E. That much I'm sure of. And he called us to tell us that his wife had tested positive and that she requested to be treated with HCQ. And the attending medical folks said that's fake news. You've been listening to Rush Limbaugh too long. So
yeah, the Ford Medical Foundation did a retrospective study of thousands of patients who went during the when it first blew up, the whole big thing, months ago. They did a retrospective study of people who had been treated with hydroxychloroquine and zinc and Z-Pak, and they said that it reduced deaths by over 50%. So how come that's not being shouted from the rooftops?
Well, I think, the 99%+ survival rate, the therapies, the vaccines, the doom and gloom, the fact that people are getting called saying, "Oh, you're going to be okay." It's like, wow, this is just shows you how they can scare the living daylights out of you without any facts. Two final texts here, and then I'll let you go. Paula says, I used to work in a lab and have been explaining this to my healthcare colleagues for months. Medical staffs often don't understand the PCR test. The guest explaining PCR test deserves an ovation. It's all about specificity and sensitivity. PCR is too sensitive. So an attaboy from your earlier assessment. And this one I'll leave you with. My father passed away last week, says this listener. He didn't die of COVID. He died because of COVID. 1 week in the hospital, 2 weeks quarantine, then tested positive, so put in isolation. The week before he died, he tested negative for COVID-19. The death certificate states COVID cause of death. And right. Todd knows this person. I mean, this is somebody real that's, it's, what do you make of that, David?
I think that that's extremely common. I think that's going on all over the country, and because the fake news isn't covering it. I'm glad you're covering it. But because fake news isn't covering it, people, we hear these stories of people that we know and other people that we know. That's happening all over. We're not special. It's happening everywhere. I do want to just point out, and I know that you'll get to this again, but info@realcovidfacts.org is how people can reach us and get more information.
Say that one more time really slow, because we had a lot of calls after the last program from folks that say, I need the email. What is it again?
Yes, sir. It's info@realcovidfacts.org.
Okay.
info@realcovidfacts.org.
I saw a couple of brochures that David put out, and he says, if you need medical advice, talk to your doctor. That's where the medical advice goes. This is about numbers. This is about facts and data, countering the torrent of things coming from other folks. So we appreciate what you're doing at the Midwest Public Health Coalition, and facts are pesky things. They just hang around there, and we're going to continue to press to make sure all sides are heard on this discussion. Thank you, David.
That's great. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you having me on. And, really, the truth is the truth. There are two different opposing sides right now, but only one of them is right. So if they're using PCR to generate these high numbers that are really mostly false positives, that should tell us something.
Sure should. Appreciate your work. Thank you, David. And we'll have him back, folks, because you've asked for him. Zach Smith is a legal fellow in the Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Joins us to talk a little bit about election integrity in the focus. President Trump announcing earlier today that a press conference will be held with Rudy Giuliani and others, and what he describes as a clear path to victory being laid out. Interesting. Clear and viable path to victory is the exact term. Zach, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
All right, two questions. One, just overall, what have we learned about election integrity since, you know, this process of mail-in ballots, all the things we've lived from election 2020 so far?
Well, I think we've certainly seen a lot of troubling allegations made about the security of our election process. And really, this move to mail-in ballots has highlighted a lot of the other issues that people have ignored for too long, frankly. You know, if you look to Nevada, they have notoriously bad voter registration rolls. And whenever you combine that with vote by mail, which has fewer safeguards than in-person voting, you really start to see a lot of problems developing. So I think there are certainly issues we've seen this past election cycle and things that have to be addressed before we go into 2022 and even 2024.
President also highlighted evidence of voter fraud growing, including 20,000 dead people on the Pennsylvania voter rolls and many thousands all over the country. How in the United States of America, I mean, with all the technology and all the things that we have, would we still have people who are dead on the voter rolls? Is that all about sealing elections, or is that incompetence?
Unfortunately, sometimes it's difficult to determine which motivation it is. But I think in large part it really may be, unfortunately, more incompetence or refusal of state officials to do their jobs. And so what we've seen in places like Michigan, places like Philadelphia, other places is that their voter rolls are very bad, very out of date. And one of the reasons they're out of date is that they're not taking advantage of different cross-check programs where they can check their rolls against the rolls of other states to be sure there are not duplicates, the voters voting registered to vote in multiple states. And then they're not checking their voter rolls against federal databases, databases maintained by the Department of Homeland Security, databases maintained by the Social Security Administration, those types of databases that contain publicly available information. And so, again, unfortunately, private interest groups, private litigants have taken it upon themselves. The Public Interest Legal Foundation, for instance, has done great work in the area of voter registration, voter rolls. And when they ran, just a publicly available cross-check of Michigan's voter rolls against many of these databases prior to the election, they found many inaccuracies, many discrepancies, and even found one voter who had a birth date of something like 1823 still on the rolls. So it's, clearly problems exist, and state officials have to do a better job of finding these problems and of fixing them.
Do you agree with President Trump's optimism on the chances of overturning this election?
Well, I know the president is certainly hopeful. I know many of his supporters are certainly hopeful as well, and they're rightly troubled by many of the irregularities and improprieties we've seen take place in many of these jurisdictions. So far, we have seen the president face a very tough road legally in many of these lawsuits in many of these states. And, that's for a couple of reasons. The first is voter fraud, unfortunately, is very difficult to detect and even more difficult to prove in a court of law. And so that's the first hurdle that the president's faced. And then the second hurdle he has faced and will continue to face is that even if there are allegations of voter fraud or voting improprieties, and even proof that some occurred, judges are hesitant to overturn election results.
Now, why is the $64,000 question? Get it right, judges. Don't worry about whether or not you're getting invited to cocktail parties anymore. But we'll save that discussion for the next time. We chat with Zach Smith, legal fellow at the Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundations. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it very much. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Final segment next.
Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
That's a good question. Boring saves you money. because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up, and you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know where they're.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it, less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road borers, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404. 204-0404. Thanks, Luke. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. If you're in the market for a pre-owned pickup, the best deal is at Schwann. Shop the area's best selection, not only of GMCs, but late model Rams, Chevrolets, Fords, even Ford Super Duties. Most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Check this out. A 2018 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT, 20,000 miles, just $26,900. Finance rates are some of the lowest in years, and business owners, you can save even more. See us on Memorial Highway under the gigantic American flag that Jim the Flagpole Guy installed, or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Dexter says, Scott, when will you guys drop Fox News for your news source? Every time it comes on, I turn the radio down or off. Then I miss half the program because I miss turning it back on. Don't do that.
Put what on?
Yeah. So, Todd, how would you answer that?
And put what on?
Silence?
I'm praying that they realize being the third place cable news outlet will not work in their financial favor, even if it does push an ideology and get back to their darn senses. But
you know, and I have actually a lot of D.C. type conservative friends saying, okay, you can be mad at Fox for the election or the fact that they've slipped a little here or there. If there's no Fox, there's not even, you know, a semblance in the main cable networks, if you will. I've been watching a lot of Newsmax lately. Newsmax is really good, especially like Greg Kelly. Oh, it's a good show. Really, sure. Really good show. Yeah. So anyway,
that said, what do you do for a radio network newscast?
Todd's point is very well taken. It's the same thing we're wrestling with. The alternative is, you know, nothing. So I appreciate you bringing that up. But
I guess we can throw 6 seconds of dead air on for a day every hour.
We could go back to Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's prediction that there's not going to be people to listen to Fox News. So why, you know? Yeah. I mean, restaurants, they can't go eat at restaurants anymore. What the hell with them? You know, right from the governor.
Everybody's going to be dead.
Right from the governor, right there, yeah.
I mean, I get it. There's that little part of me that wonders, are we coming up to the end of the world? But I think if you're governor, you probably don't want to go saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just thinking.
Texter says, have you mentioned that Governor Burgum has amended the portion of the executive order that now will allow sports practices to resume on November 30th? I don't believe we have today on the program, maybe in the newscast, because that was a news story from yesterday. But
did have it in the news, but yeah.
Appreciate that.
Good point, though.
Hey,
that was an interesting backtrack. I kind of wonder what, you know, was the in response to outcry or
big time, big time. I mean, yeah. I mean, people are absolutely a meltdown. And I think that was a question of the legislative leaders saying, "Here, Governor Burgum, let's fix this, or we're going to have to go into session to fix it ourselves." I don't doubt that at all.
Ooh, good point.
Because they were not happy, and there was a lot of wrangling going on there. And I still don't understand that one anyway. I don't, when you got the healthiest group of people, and if the concern is that what they're going to, you know, bring that to, should they get something, then you protect the people on the other side. I just don't understand. I mean, put a mask on.
I get we can't pull a basketball game full of fans right now. I get that, but to say nothing at all? Come on.
Yeah. All right. So, gosh, do we pack a lot in today? And Nadia is here from the Dakota Hope Clinic. Nadia is the clinic director there. Nice to have you back, Nadia. How are you doing?
Doing good, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. I love the good work that the Dakota Hope Clinic does in standing up for life and helping individuals in crisis hope pregnancies. There's so many stories of you know, things that start as, oh, no, what am I going to do to, hey, we can figure this out and in a lot of ways. And I see you're doing your Festival of Trees this weekend, so I want to get you guys a plug in. What is the Festival of Trees and where is it happening?
Okay, the Festival of Trees is on Friday and Saturday, and it's at the State Fair Center here. So we have a very huge venue for it, and we are following the governor's guidelines as far as, you know, he issued the new guidelines last weekend about the size of your venue, how many the people you could have. So we are going to easily keep it to the 25% of capacity. And the Festival of Trees is just a way to bring some cheer and hope to a kind of a gloomy situation we have. And it's just the opening event for the holidays, and we just hope people will feel free to come out. But for those that don't come out, don't feel like they should go out into a group setting, we are offering some alternatives. We have a concert in the trees on Friday from noon to 8, and that will be live streamed so people can participate in that. And what that is, it's just a series of local musicians that are playing their music for us. And I think people will really enjoy that. And then along with that, at the same day on Friday, we will have a vendor show, and we call it the Dakota Holiday Market and Sweet Shop. So it'd be a good place to come and buy your pies or goodies for Thanksgiving and also start your continue your Christmas shopping at the venue, you know, at this venue. So we hope that people will come out, and that's what's going on Friday.
And if there, tell us the website where people can get all the information on this, Nadia.
Okay, they can go to festoftrees.com. That's where you get all the information.
Festoftrees.com. Extraordinarily important event. I mean, for one, gets you in the Christmas spirit here, and a lot of neat ideas. But the proceeds, of course, benefit this wonderful Dakota Hope Clinic. One more time on the website.
Festoftrees.com. Do we have time to tell them about the Saturday events, sir?
Check them out online. The music tells me we're out of time. But a full slate of Saturday events, too. So many. Nadia only got through Friday. See you tomorrow.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.